We gonna start this thing on now.
Y'all know what the fuck going on, baby.
Whoa, we 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Raw Dog Kings, baby.
Raw Dog Kings in the building, let's go.
Mr. You Can Cheat, move.
Oh, I see you here.
Mr. Leader called him home on purpose.
Oh, would I leave on purpose?
What rubber?
Oh, that's nice.
Hey. Leader condom home on purpose. Let's go.
Building stay at home daddy in the building.
Oh, Henny Driz. Let's go.
Just you got a lot Driz, to be smiling.
Okay, we in the building. You know, we had to start it off right. But look, check me out.
Oh, Raw Dog Kings.
Gotta give out that shout out to Uncle Nori real quick, to. Man.
Yeah, we shout out Nori all the time.
Every bro. Day, bro. He the reason we in this bitch.
Uncle Nori, man. Noriega.
He don't even know. But I met a nigga. Hopefully he listening to this shit.
Who you met, bro?
The nigga. We all five. We know everything.
Shout out Uncle Nori. Uncle Nori dropped some heat for y'all, boy.
Oh, you want to get him this way?
Get this heat real quick.
We'll give y'all a couple of seconds of this.
To your fans, they'll appreciate the memo. I smile through life, and life pretty hard. Never killed no one, because I ain't want to play. The beginning of the intro.
You know that boy say you gotta appreciate your fans, boy.
Show is simple. Talk to your fans, they'll appreciate the memo.
Huh?
I smile through life, and life pretty hard. Never killed no one, cause I ain't wanna play God. In a room full of people, I still feel lonely. Had friends take from me, it made me feel lonely. Now I trust no one. I kinda feel lonely, man. That business look busy when that money move phony, yeah.
Alright, we in the building, baby.
Let's go. Uncle Nori, man. He that boy, man.
Forever.
Forever, man. Oh, man, what's a good day, man? How your day was today?
Nigga, I don't want to talk about that right now.
No, you know a nigga had a bad day with you. Well, you asked something how you did, man. I don't want to talk about it.
Niggas be flawed, bitches be lying on top of that shit.
Oh, man,
that
sound like another day. Sound like another regular day.
Monday through Friday.
Monday, right? You know, it's
like clockwork.
You tripping, nigga. You over here with mad about a regular day.
No niggas get mad over dumb shit, man.
Oh, word.
Oh, yeah. Niggas, hey, man.
Niggas
G shit,
mad
though.
All the time.
I don't really, you know, get into all that shit, though. But since a lot of our group core listen to this shit,
what's that?
We gonna give a little RIP to Darren, bro.
Oh, word? Oh, man, that's big facts. You know what I'm saying? RIP to that boy.
Sade, hold your head up, mama.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't know him that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, I ain't know him like that, but.
But I see the love that he get, and I see the hurt that it's causing.
That class, so, boy. That class, man. Show mad love to that,
New Orleans, baby. You know what I'm saying? That class. So many people about that class. So many people within that class hurt, so. You know what I'm saying? I feel some way. You know, like you say, you got to give people their roses
gotta while they're here. Flowers while they're here, baby.
You know what I'm saying? While they're here, man. You know, show love, man. Like, it ain't nothing to show love. Niggas be acting like it's so hard to show love, bro. You feel me?
It's not the wave, though. That's what it is. You know, niggas move off the wave in this new generation.
Nah, man. Kid, like, just show love, man, to people while they're here, bro. Like
I try my best.
Damn, like, you... Like niggas be scared to show love in public sometimes, kid. Like, bro, show love, man. You know, so it ain't nothing, man. It's enough happiness and everything for everybody. Man.
Smile, bitch. Smile.
You know what I'm saying? So RIP to that boy, our condolences go out.
Shout out,
you know what I'm saying, to his family, his loved ones, you know what I'm saying? Oh man, I wish the best for his son, you know what I'm saying? The little boy.
A speedy recovery.
Big facts. You know what I'm saying? So no, we should get him some tunes. It's a tough segue, you know.
Nah, man, we just had to, you know, knock that out the way. You know,
word.
Pay our respect.
True, but damn, I can't say no fucked up shit right after it.
I mean, what you did, I mean, you can, you know what I'm saying? It's the podcast, nigga. We the Raw Dog King, nigga.
Yeah. But I was saying, it would have been easy if you would have played some, like, you should play some, like, slow jams. That's like. To swing it over.
Had that Master P played in the background.
Oh, man, but. Let me start over again. So, how was your day?
A regular day.
A regular day? Oh, man.
How was your day, sir?
Oh, man. Day was cool, kid. You know what I'm saying? Cool. More stressing. Man, got a lot going on. But that's regular life. You know, you make the best of every day, fam. You feel me? That's regular life. nonetheless, that one by say. What you want to start off with? What's first topic? Oh, shit.
How long is acceptable?
Hold on. We gotta get them context, right?
Okay, go ahead. Give
it
the context.
Okay, so we got a homeboy. He not talking to his girl. Right, and it all I don't even know why they really beefing like that. But the whole point was, she called him a fuck nigga, and you a fuck nigga, and you a fuck boy. Damn.
That shit hurt nigga so bad. That
nigga ain't talking to her.
So, our question is,
he ain't talked to her since.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, our question is, how long is it acceptable before Bae call you a fuck nigga and she gotta say sorry?
And it be okay, like, you know, like she could call you a fuck nigga.
I say 7 months.
No, hold on. Like, she could call you a fuck. How long can it be when she call you a fuck nigga and it be okay? Yeah, something like that. All right?
I say 7 months. But she gotta apologize right after that.
Damn, dog.
Because 7 months is a long time in this generation. It might not been a long time.
Ain't no.
Bruh.
Bitches be in love now.
So. Bomb. Hey, bitches be in love in a week from what I heard.
Oh, man.
You want to give that intake on?
Yeah, I fell in love with a dude.
Okay, for the right conversation,
I can't even say that. I can't say that whole name, but damn, I fell in love. Kid, bro, we told each other we were boyfriend and girlfriend after a day. We didn't even go on a date, bro. We sat in the car and talked.
Black excellence.
That was black excellence.
Black love at its finest.
That was black. That was black people's meat at its finest.
Oh shit! Y'all know why the fuck this coffee going on.
But dog, me and her sat in the car. We talked. Nah, man, it was some great conversation. But I fell in love in a day, dog. All right, the day made me go with her. Man,
by nighttime, you. By 9:52, you.
No, 9:52. Nah, I might have linked up with her. I know I got out of work at 7 that day.
All right, so by 11:52, you was in love.
No, I got out of work at 7, but I had to go home first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I went home first, washed up, freshened up, had a little meal. Had a little something light though. You don't want nothing to get you. You can't go see no chick on no full stomach.
Yeah, I take a shit. Hey, excuse me, babe. I gotta use the bathroom.
You bugging. You can't go see no chick on no full stomach.
Fresh how to eat a taco, babe.
No, you don't taco, babe. Dog, Taco Bell, now Trick Daddy once said it, bro. You might want to eat Taco Bell on the toilet.
That shit coming out right then, boy.
Oh, Taco
that
Bell.
That should be fine, though.
Yeah,
not no more, but I'm saying back in
Taco
that time.
Taco Bell fell off. Yeah. That used to be the go-to spot. You're like, you was that nigga. You went to school, came back with some Taco Bell.
Damn, dog, you couldn't bring a nigga a taco, bro.
One niggas love them soft tacos. But there was that big ass cup. You know, Taco Bell got the big ass cups.
Well, my job now, boy. I'm boy.
Oh, y'all niggas cups. Y'all niggas cups is crazy, kid.
Nigga, our mediums is everybody long.
But it's expensive, though. But it's worth it, though. Jeez. Nigga, see that cup, nigga. But y'all fill that shit up with ice, dumb ice, but. Y'all niggas be. Nigga say.
We just following our rules. You follow the rules that they set, sir.
Bro, niggas take like 3 hits, bro. Niggas shaking all ice. No,
sips, bro. Niggas
got a whole meal left.
Don't let you be here to walk up.
Oh, let me try walk up.
You got your soda already. You gonna want to refill.
Oh, man. Oh, dog, kings.
In the building, baby.
This elite condom home on purpose. purpose.
Okay.
Let's go, Henny Driz.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. We fuck with y'all for supporting us last week, man. Listen, y'all gave us 40 listeners, excuse me, in a week on one show. And that's the last show we just did.
Oh, man.
Come on, we appreciate that.
Appreciate that, man.
All the numbers went up from that one show, bro.
Oh, man. That was like our best show, I think.
I think that's the one we broadcasted, though. That's what it was.
Give it some back.
Yeah, we gave it some because we ain't been out here promoting that shit like that. Yeah. We done shot 5 episodes before we even said, let's go put this shit on the ground.
Had them things up and running.
Yay.
Well, not up and running, but had them things stored.
What we did was we listened to a couple of the fans. They said put that shit in the bio. So we put the Spotify in mine. You got the Apple in here because, you know.
Oh, Apple.
Rich niggas over there with
stop
the Apple.
It. Stop it. Nigga, I need a
donation. Mr. Bling Bling.
I need a donation. Less fortunate. Well,
we about to go have to open the GoFundMe account, boy.
Oh, low key. Can niggas be opening a GoFundMe account?
I ain't want to say
that. I mean, it be some real causes.
Since you went there.
I don't know, bro. Rich niggas be opening a GoFundMe account, but I feel
bro, like they got a GoFundMe account to make one of them Kardashian hoes a billionaire, bro. And people is paying that shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
So y'all gonna tell me if I say, let me get a dollar on from the GoFundMe, y'all can't
you
get a dollar key, for the
if you
podcast?
Just say, can I have a dollar, please, on GoFundMe?
It's a problem.
You'll get somebody send you that dollar.
A dollar? Yeah, that dollar. That's it.
But, no, you can put anything up on GoFundMe, bro. It's gonna be enough people to support it.
Maybe. Yeah.
What if we put up a GoFundMe?
Yeah, hey. Let us know what y'all listening is, what y'all think.
Get 100,000.
Bucket on your head. What pocket?
Niggas gonna go to Cuba. Niggas gonna go to a getaway.
We'll shoot that episode over there. Let y'all know when we come back.
Go fuck with this thing to go have fun.
I mean, we gonna use stuff for equipment, but, get a better studio.
Wow, niggas love buying a camera.
That right now, it helps us.
That's a little wave, too, buying a camera.
Camera right now, because niggas want to see the visual. So.
A lot of niggas is being fake photographers.
He's out here ducking bitches for
$75. All these bitches wasting down payments, bro.
Niggas out here flashing.
I don't know anybody. I mean, that's the way we in, though. Cause I ain't gonna knock it. Can anybody try something?
Everybody hustling something.
Word, bro. So niggas won't be photographers.
Yeah, we out here hustling.
Man, but this is really us. Can we just try to put it, you know, just put it out there? You know what I'm saying?
This is really what we do.
Be chopping it up, but let's get back to what we was on, though.
That's the thing about us.
To be swerving.
This is what we could do.
Word, man.
Bring them right back.
So.
With a man.
How
quickest time you fell in love with a bitch.
Oh, no. That's not even what we saw, but I remember. What's your time?
Nah, it was that what you said a week.
Fell in love?
Yeah.
I was in love.
You said a day, man.
But kid, I knew we was going to be together in the day.
Nigga saw the whole future.
Bruh, and I fell in love that week. So I might have saw her Tuesday.
Skeeted in her on Wednesday.
Nah, man, she played on me, kid. Man, I had that hole I was in that whole living room. That whole time when we dumb kissing, dog.
Bitches don't kiss no more.
Boy, bitches don't kiss. That bitch used to kiss. Oh, shout out to you, kissy boy. that hole on top of me, kid. We in the living room. And that hole had one of them nice beds downstairs, kid. It was one of them. One of them chairs that fold out to a bed. But she had a big one like that.
Big mattress one.
Damn, she was
bitch.
Lit. Or maybe I'm bugging. It wasn't that big, but.
Yeah, bitches.
But damn, we kissing that shit until I'm grabbing that ass. She had them basketball shorts on. She had them yellow thing. But no.
That whole hit you when she was on her period?
I think so, bro. Damn.
I heard basketball short.
Nigga, I was so mad. You know when nigga gotta be fake understanding?
It's all right, boo.
It's all right, boo. Don't worry about it. I think I hate saying don't worry about it when he really worried about it.
You need me to go get some pads for
you. Nah, I ain't buying no bitch pads.
Yeah, you pulling up the Walgreens. Hey, where the pads at for bitches?
Oh, man.
I remember when I had first got my first hoe pregnant and I had to pull up the Walgreens to go get the little stick, the P.O.
No.
Bro, I don't know what this shit look like. I don't know what the box, nothing, bro. I'm like, I went straight to the car. Hey, excuse me, ma'am. Where the thing you pee on the stick to get pregnant? That hoe said, right there, sir.
Oh, man. You said it like that. You ain't had no class.
Yeah, I was 17. What class you was looking for?
Oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about buying no pregnancy tests. I know about buying Plan B.
You got a good $1,000 spent on
that. I spent $1,000. I spent a lot on Plan B, kid.
No, I got at least $650 on Plan B. That number sound good.
That shit sound reasonable. Hold on, kid. Don't. Niggas can't spell reasonable, bro. Niggas always love saying, bro, you gotta be reasonable.
I think niggas can't. Cause reason, I think niggas can spell reason.
Nah, they get shaky after after that N. After they get to the N.
They don't know where the A be like.
They don't know where that A be like. Niggas, nah, you giving niggas too much credit to spell reasonable.
I'm thinking niggas can spell reasonable.
They barely use it in a sentence. I'm thinking like, what nigga you don't ever use the word reasonable? You ain't hear a nigga use the word reasonable in a long time, bro.
I'm trying to think if niggas in the courthouse always asking to be reasonable with their sentence.
Damn, that sound kind of close.
I try to put in what word, like what content that niggas could have used it.
Can your honor, can you be please?
Your honor, can you please be reasonable with my sentence, please?
Nah, so you say in my bad, you say I'm tripping, niggas.
Nah, I don't know if they. You said if they could use it, I'm thinking they could
niggas
use it in a courthouse.
Niggas can't use it in a sentence, so niggas can't spell reasonable. Niggas can't spell reasonable, bro. Spell reasonable.
They gonna put me on the spot.
You know nigga can't do so when they say, when they say you gonna put me on the spot. Yeah, bro. Nigga been saying he can freestyle all his life.
Go ahead. Give me a quick 8 bars.
You gonna put me on the spot?
You say you can freestyle? I told y'all I'm the dumb nigga that he be talking about with these words, so I can't spell it.
Yeah, some of them words, kid, I started. It's, this whole thing started because I couldn't spell it either.
Shout out to what this shit called it? Autocorrect that finger.
Oh, man, you know what I mean? Kid, you know the worst one, though, when you really don't know how to spell a word, autocorrect can't even help?
Yeah, press that little button when you speak it to the
phone. Oh, you got to stop the text and go talk to Siri.
Hey, bitch, how you spell?
How you spell appropriate?
Hey, a lot of niggas can't spell
niggas
that. That shit hurt niggas' soul when you say
I ain't gonna lie. You look at appropriate on the sheet, bro, it look hard. Niggas can't spell appropriate. It's a lot of P's. It's like 3 P's. The OA crazy right there. It's an X in the. No, ain't no what?
We know who can't spell appropriate.
I'm bugging. Kid. No, ain't no X. I know how to spell appropriate.
I think I was thinking about his ex.
Nah, I don't even think about no hoes. I had one I thought about a lot.
That whole changed your whole perspective after that.
Oh, dumb nigga, big word. My nigga can spell perspective. I get niggas that. I get dumb ass niggas that.
Where? What dumb nigga know how to spell that?
Niggas can spell perspective, bruh.
They don't know if it's P-E-R-P-R-E, nigga.
Damn. It's a, yeah, it's a nigga. There's a couple of niggas do start perspective with PRE.
Niggas scared smell.
There's some niggas I still see smell perspective with PRE.
Damn. Niggas know PRE.
They can't get past that.
They can't.
If, nah, if they got the PER, PRE, they get whichever one.
Nah, they gonna get the rest because they already wrong. They gonna get the rest. Niggas really don't. Niggas can smell spective. That PRE, that's what niggas can smell.
Oh, shit.
Niggas smell perspective PRE. Oh, shit. I gotta put that on Instagram tomorrow, bro. But y'all still come to the podcast, cause we're getting the Raw Dog Kings, nigga. My dog right here, Mr. You Can Cheat Boo.
Hey, trying to be a stay-at-home daddy.
What's the first thing you gonna do when you stay home, dad?
I'm gonna learn obey.
You gonna learn to obey?
No, I said all of Bae's favorite things. Like you say, her favorite color. Hey, bro, I see the bitch say, I can't have nine niggas because I'm tired of telling niggas my favorite color. All my niggas can't know my favorite color.
Oh, that man. Bitch gonna have nine different purple gifts.
Oh, shit.
What's your perspective on that?
Oh, shit.
What's your favorite color, though?
Yo, nigga, blue, nigga.
Blue, that's such a typical nigga favorite color. You know you had a real childhood with your favorite color, blue. Bitches, what's bitches favorite color? I hate bitches who favorite color pink.
Yep.
Nah, damn, I can't hate it. Shorty favorite color.
What?
No, I don't hate bitches, but it's annoying. Bitches who favorite color pink. You know what bitches always say they is? Bruh, anemic.
These hoes don't be cool.
These bitches only they hard. Only bitches hard. Only bitches heart be cold. Bro, these hoes always anemic, bro. That's like the cute thing to say. Bitches love saying they're anemic, bro. I ain't want a big hoe say shit anemic.
How?
Bro. Nah, I don't know, bro. Disregard it. We gotta loop that.
You wanna leave that one out?
Never mind. We here can't mess up the sponsors.
That's my job.
What? Nigga ruin it. We can chop that little part out.
No.
Sweet dude. We gotta work on we gotta start that GoFundMe. Well, we can get edits. Right now,
this shit straight live.
What nigga need a commercial break?
I can give you that, but what's I can't that? Chop that. I can give you a commercial break.
No, I'm straight, kid. Oh, man. Damn. You gonna start going on more lunch dates now?
Oh, that's what the other topic was. Where you take hoes on dates at. And you know if a nigga take you anytime between 12 to 3 p.m.
Oh, man.
That boy trying to catch them lunch specials.
What? A nigga take your ticket. Nah, bro.
Nigga, you push it if you ain't at the restaurant by 2:25.
A nigga take you on a lunch date between 12 and 3 p.m.
Nigga ain't trying to spend more than $22.
That ain't sweet, boo. That nigga trying to catch a lunch special. Cause that's a tight window, bro. 12 and 3 with on date. Oh man, you can't do that random too.
You gotta love that hoe to take. What?
That's a hoe you want to fuck with.
Well, you take a hoe. If you really catch it?
Yeah.
Nah, man. 12 and 3 a tight window, kid. They, nah, niggas gonna catch when niggas don't wanna spend that bread. That shit go past 3?
If you love that hoe, you gotta take a what? 7? Between 7 p.m. and what?
10? If you love her?
Yeah. Oh. What's a good place to take a hoe you love?
Like or, where?
Or what time I'm in?
Nah, I remember we used to take hoes to Chili's.
Now your ex in there. Like you bring a new hoe.
You can't take bitches to Chili's anymore.
That shit ain't popping.
Nah, man, that shit done got too niggas too niggas too fancy for Chili's. You can't even post no Chili's pic like that no more. Oh, you're fool. Because niggas be like,
regular
oh,
regular ass plate.
What, man?
Regular ass
plate. Regular ass plate, bruh. I'm shitty some regular ass plates. I want shitty to be popping. It's a regular ass plates.
Oh, man.
You can't post no cheese. Niggas like, oh, damn, she got a. You can't post
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah, the people was the popping spots, though.
You can't, well, you can't post no cheese plate because niggas gonna be like, oh, damn. Niggas know what you got.
2 for $20.
What? Niggas like, oh, she got the chicken Christmas for $10.99. You feel me? Ah! Yeah!
With the corn in the loaded bag.
Like, niggas. The niggas say what? Niggas know what you paid for. You know, you gotta post some fancy shit where niggas don't know. And niggas at the crib guessing. Oh man, that shit, three forks be expensive like that. Come on, man.
Tell the people where the spot to be, where the spot to for to take your girl and go eat it.
Oh man, I mean, all right, we're talking Miami area, of course. Oh, you go Broward too. I mean, I don't know where this bitch is going. Oh, I mean, I was going to Jay Alexander, Root Chris, or something like that. Something like root.
Bitches still going to, what that shit, where they do the little shit in front of you.
Benihana?
Yeah, bitches still going there. You still bitches. Take bitches there?
Only during the day.
That lunch special? That lunch
special. No, you can take bitches to Benihana. Bitches love, Benihana got a.
Bitches be impressed.
That was the first place scamming niggas was taking bitches. Benihana's, bro.
Bitches be, dumb
bitches ain't
impressed.
Go to Benihana's like that growing up.
Nah. They dumb bitches be impressed when you go there, boy.
Benihana? Yeah. Oh, yeah, them ghetto hoochies?
You see them niggas be flipping hearts in front of
you. What? Really? Yeah, them ghetto hoochies. Man, them ghetto hoochies.
I hope go back to the hood and tell
everybody. Everybody should be the Benihana. I don't think she went out of town. Oh, take a little girl. Take a little ghetto hoochie to Benihana's, man. She thinks she went out of town. Yeah, bitch thinks she went to New York and ain't paid. Hey, bro. What the fuck? What? Damn, Benihana's. That should be final.
Gotta get the double rice though. That's the thing.
That's the thing. You get double rice when you there, man.
You end up popping.
You go, yeah, I wanna go to bed. Where you wanna go?
It don't matter. Well, I'm off next weekend. Saturday, Sunday. New episode will be up by then too.
Word. Say, you want to go to Benny? I want to
go. Oh, y'all know who going to the championship?
Who's that? You know, oh, stop, man. Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Man. You wanna, don't do that.
Don't do that to the people.
You want us to keep talking bad mellow? Yeah, so you think the Rockets going to be lit like that?
I don't know. I hope he can get it together.
Who?
Carmelo.
Oh, it's all dependent on him?
Mm-hmm.
It's a make it or break it.
If he have a Carmelo Anthony, like the last bit of New York that he had in him, because I know that's too far to reach to go back to Denver. we ain't getting that Melo no more, boy. Mm-hmm. Damn, that Melo was lit. But anyway,
It's all dependent on him.
Yeah, but because
that defense ain't cool.
It don't all depend. Well, I just heard they signed Capello back, but
they got him.
Yeah, 90 mil or some shit like that.
Press them niggas, man.
What else? But yeah, if he come like, but see, the problem might even it's gonna be Chris Paul can't stay healthy.
But Melo could step up. All
trash. I mean, Harden folding in the don't throw it in the put it on the side.
But what you call it? Nah, them niggas was just missing shots though, bro.
That nigga Poppy on ESPN said, "That's all right, Melo could go." I guess they went 0-22 or some shit like that.
0-27.
Yeah, nigga said Melo could go 0-37. It's no problem. You miss shots over there too.
Damn, dog. You look good in that uniform, though.
Yeah, that red gonna look nice. Yeah,
like that boy look like he could like do he something. But
we gonna see.
Yeah. All we need is he gotta be taking it personal, though, bro.
Got to, because he ain't with that coming off.
But he gotta hear these niggas talking and trying him, bro.
They say niggas don't be listening, but boy.
They gotta be. Oh, kid, you see.
Well, we know one nigga that's listening.
Kevin Durant?
This nigga here.
Oh, that was.
I'm gonna get on Twitter and write this nigga.
He made me want to get a Twitter. I want to say something so he responds.
Yeah,
to him,
bro, what?
No, but that nigga CJ McCullough bugging, dog. He said the right thing, but he did it in a bitch way. CJ McCullough?
Yeah, when he was like, he's soft, but everybody was like, he needed to say it when he was there.
Yeah, like, the nigga said it after the nigga leave the podcast you invite him to. Then you say the nigga soft. I heard that nigga Kevin there told him Blazers ain't gonna win nothing.
That nigga said, you was the third seed. He said, yeah, but y'all played like the eighth seed.
Oh, man.
Yo, KD disrespectful.
Word. Was up there trying that nigga on his own podcast. But that nigga is soft, though. It was a soft move. That's what he said.
KD.
KD.
Yeah, everybody know that.
Yeah, but that's why KD be responding, because he know that. But
He feel.
He know, like.
Guilty shit in him.
Yeah, man. You know nigga defend shit they guilty of.
Yep.
Damn,
especially niggas
true.
Like that, bruh. Yeah. Especially niggas that caliber. Woo, big nigga.
Word. Oh, my God. Bro, woo. You just used that one pop. That's a good word. Caliber.
Yeah, nigga can't spell it, but I know I felt it when I used it.
Yeah, niggas can't spell caliber. That, damn. And they gonna get off to a good start because niggas just like
they gonna think C-A-L or C-L-B.
I didn't nigga know how to spell Cal. Damn, I wanna go to California.
You gonna make that happen.
Word, man. Maybe we can move the podcast over there. Mm. You know, hey,
coming back.
Well, I hear niggas go crazy go live in that. LA.
Boom gang, a whole lot of gang shit.
You want to pass out?
Oh, I've already done that.
Oh my God, not like that. That nigga was tripping, bro.
Imagine you on my podcast acting like that.
Bro, that was a wasteful interview, bro. That nigga really tried to make it through.
Yeah, I get it. But all I saw was
Damn, how long is it?
Bro, I don't know. I ain't seen.
Because what I seen, what
it's
I watched.
It's just a little skit I saw on Instagram. I ain't watch YouTube yet.
Instagram. Okay, I seen some on YouTube. It was like 13 minutes or something like that.
Probably about that.
So, damn, bro. That nigga really tried to make it through it, but that nigga was tripping, bro.
Don't gain a whole lot of
gang shit. Shout out to me. You're Floridian.
Nigga said, why he do drugs? That nigga said, because I do drugs, I don't feel nothing. And when I'm sober, I feel everything.
Yeah, that was one of them top five posters on Instagram all day.
That nigga. I kind of understand
what that nigga do now, though. I see the nigga doing porn on Twitter and stuff.
It was on the gram, really.
Yeah, that's why he ain't got his gram right now.
Yeah, that nigga lost 5 million, boy.
Oh, man, that nigga tripping.
5 million, not money. Followers, even though... You know, that don't matter.
That matter in
it matter in that, especially in his, and what he do, what line he do. Word. That's crazy, though. And nigga threw that away. But niggas know who
what
he
do now, though? How
I don't know. He a rapper.
I guess that nigga doing bookings and walking.
Yeah, probably.
Damn, kid, y'all niggas need to I could do a walk through. I won't walk through. I'm walk through the office. So throw me some ones. One. Oh, damn, I remember one time shooting jumpers on the hole in the office, man. DJ was like, that boy back there shooting air balls.
Sound fire. Whole song right there just got killed.
Sometimes it ain't about what you can hear.
It's about what you can feel.
That's the dumbest shit. Damn, a lot of dumb niggas felt that cool.
Oh, shit.
Everything
about what you can hear.
That was really some dumb shit.
You tell a deaf nigga that, Rick.
Is that what about?
Can't even tell him. He can't hear you.
It's not about what you can hear. It's about what you can feel.
What the fuck, man?
That was a powerful quote.
Top three on the podcast.
Then what are the quotes we got? Oh.
You can cheat.
He said, when you a stay-at-home daddy, you're good can cheat.
You entitled to one dick every year.
And she making you happy. You a stay-at-home dad and she making you happy.
You entitled to a new dick every
year. That's you though. You bugging with that kid. I can't co-sign it. I mean, you can't create too much trouble as a stay-at-home dad. You can't create too much.
You gotta make sure them chores done.
Chores.
Kids in bed by 8:30.
What? Don't you know what I'm saying? Don't let her come home to no mess.
Dishes better be.
What? You know you gotta wash dishes. Okay? Oh man!
Biggest piece of chicken go to.
It don't gotta be the biggest piece of chicken, but it gotta be a good piece. Cause you know bitches you gotta give them the breast, but they'll settle for the thigh. You feel me? Or they like, bitches love a good drumstick and wing. Bitches love a good drumstick and wing.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't create too much trouble as a stay home dad. But she gotta have a little respect.
If you go out, you gotta be home by 8:39.
It depends where you wanna go out though. 8:39? Yeah.
On the Tuesday?
Tuesday? You gotta be home by 8.
I'm pushing 8:30.
Hey, push it 8:30, but you gotta call her.
On the way.
On the way.
Traffic, baby. All right. Here. FaceTime. You gotta FaceTime.
Really be on the way.
You gotta be in the car FaceTime her. Yeah, man, I'm coming, my bad. You see the light, you see this.
Boy, can't get no trouble as a stay
on a Friday and Saturday, you probably can stay out like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Because you've been good all week.
You gotta be good. As a stay at home dad, you gotta be good. That's the only way she gonna give you that leverage. Oh, no, that leeway.
If she know is you out with your best friend and it's his birthday, she letting you go to 3 in
the
morning.
That's the only, yeah, it got to be his, ooh, it got to be his birthday.
Yeah, like, she know, okay, yeah, it's all right, boom, let him slide that night.
Yeah. But she got an attitude when you in the morning. She all type of
breakfast
love.
Better be ready.
She'll
you better not go to sleep, nigga.
You don't care if you got a hangover.
Breakfast better be ready, nigga. 6:30.
What?
Fuck you talking about, huh? What you mean?
Breakfast better be ready.
Sunday morning breakfast, I said better be ready.
She don't care. She don't care. What
she had a hard weekend.
What?
Hard week of cheating.
How we can cheat and do me rough? you know they come with a whole week of cheating. Dog, whole week of cheating rough. Yeah, that ain't easy. That's a little tense too.
Oh shit!
You be happy in the moment, but
that's
crazy. The whole week of cheating, shit, fire.
Niggas phone about to be buzzing with this shit.
You know, I ain't cheating a long time.
They ain't trying to hear that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't cheating a long time. But a whole week of cheating is rough, kid. You gotta have understanding for that. You feel me? Niggas be cheating, though.
That window be tight.
Well, a week of cheating?
No, that window, like, you making it home, you know you get off of work at this time. You should be home by this time. That little window you got to cheat right there.
Oh, man, tight as fuck.
That shit tight, boy, just to make sure that stay-at-home daddy happy, too.
What? That's what he'll start rolling up, right?
Nigga start slashing tight. Scratching up.
Kid, I'm glad I never met no bitch like that. A little scratchy car bitch. Them hoes tripping.
You picked wisely, sir.
Man, I ain't. Them hoes. Nah, I can't do that. I tell my kid, back to something else, but damn.
Plus, you also fuck with a lot of bitches who ain't. You ain't really like.
Yeah, you know I mingle, kid.
Yeah, you feel me? You ain't really.
Them hoes knew what's up, man.
You ain't no baby daddy or husband or ex husband that with bitches be like, oh, fuck that nigga. Yeah. Blues!
Man, I treat all them hoes good. You know what I'm saying? Like, queens. You feel me? Most of them hoes got, all them hoes got chains.
This nigga went from, I treat them like queens. All these hoes got chains.
My man. I gave them an oxymoron.
Fuck them hoes. I mean, fuck them queens.
I gave them an oxymoron. My bad. I'm tripping. I'm bugging. Man. All them queens. My bad. You feel me? I gave him all that. I gave him my heart. Damn, Kevin, one time, ho, broke my heart quick. What's the quickest time you got your heart broke?
What you mean, like, what you mean?
How quick it took for the hoe to break your heart and you really feel it? That was a wrong question.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that. Because you got to be in love with the hoe for a minute for her to break your heart.
You thought she was going to be in love. Yeah, that's what happened to me. You be thinking you're going to be in love, then get your heart broke. You was anticipating.
That's every week, B.
You even get your heart broke every week.
Every week,
B. You do be emotional sometimes.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's your sign. Bitches always think they know you when they know your sign.
Yeah.
Are you Aquarius? Oh, yeah, you sensitive.
I wear that shit on my...
Wear that shit on your sleeve.
Sleeve, bitch.
You know some dumb nigga with that tattooed on him.
I'm gonna be one of them.
I wear that shit on my sleeve. You wanna get that tattooed?
Put that shit on my throat.
Make a statement.
Oh man.
You tripping, man. Raw Dog King's in the building, man. Say less, kid.
Say less in the building.
Oh man, let's go, nigga. Mr. Lita condom home on purpose. Mm. Oh.
Fuck condom. Oh. What rubber?
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, slipping that thing off.
Hey.
Damn, that's cool.
What them shit called again?
What's that?
Pack your Roman noodles. Flash that.
He's gonna bring no collar. He's gonna bring a pack of He's gonna bring a pack of ramen noodles.
Flash that.
Niggas ain't gonna bring no condom, dog. Oh, man. Dog, I remember one time, bro. Dog, this whole time, she she can't use latex. You gotta get, bro, I never heard of lamb skin.
That shit, Charlie Sheen, out here fucking bitches.
I won't be affiliated with that. Oh, I guess that's a sad fact that nigga got something. I don't think it was lamb. It was something crazy like, kid, I was on the hunt. Ain't nothing was open, kid. I'm like, fuck, dog. I got these condoms here, bro. I'm gonna lie to that hoe. But, dog, the hoe says she can't use latex condom. I'm like, dog, that hoe's stressing me out, bro. I'm in this.
Oh, pussy for a blow. Oh, shit for a blow.
I told you I was allergic. Oh, God. So glad I...
So you went raw?
Later on.
Moral of the story.
Moral of the story.
Fuck them raw.
Nah. Moral of the story is...
Pull out.
That puss was fire. Shout out to Shorty.
Hey.
Damn, she was up there, boy.
Shout out to all the bitches with five puss.
Whoa, that thing amazing. Yeah, man, shout out to that.
What? Shit fire. When that shit fire.
Niggas say it to himself.
Nigga whisper that.
That shit fire.
Yeah, bro. This pussy is fire.
You be talking to bitches, you
No, not all bitches.
Nah. You know a nigga don't care about you when he'll talk to you during sex.
When a nigga hit you with that Wesley Pipes, that nigga love you.
Well, I don't know if he love you, but he care about you.
Come here, bitch.
Nah, nigga, okay. Nah, you can't just call a hoe a bitch and she don't ask to me.
You gotta write me for, can I call you bitch?
You gotta have had a discussion. Or she shot you a text like, damn, what you call me a dirty bitch sometime. So you better try it for the first time.
You dirty bitch.
But she good.
Pussy good, bitch.
But she's like, oh, damn, I ain't talking about all that now.
Well, bitch. Pussy fat, bitch.
Yeah, nigga, I wish I had you on camera. You tripping. Nigga.
That stroke game different, bro. Damn, that pussy fire. You get that third stroke, you're like, whoa, right?
It's always that special stroke like, you let you know this real.
Gotta go back down and eat some pussy. Hold on, boo.
What?
Oh, a little practice. Shoot around before the game.
What?
Fuck you mean, bro?
Oh, yeah, dead ass.
I come back out here and shoot some more jump.
Gotta loosen up. Nah, you know.
Hey, you done ate it again.
Have you stroke
that
it?
Pussy done got both fire. Where you go?
Where you go back?
That
shit got better.
Bitch, wait.
What? Like, oh, fuck. Man.
Hey, what I hate about you bitches, y'all be knowing y'all got some fire-ass puss. Hey, y'all don't say nothing. Y'all don't comfort a nigga when he come in 2 minutes.
Let me just look at you.
Damn, nigga, that's it? All that talk, nigga?
Oh, man. It's sometimes like you know that pussy was fine, but you feel a little ashamed of yourself, too. When you come
don't
want
to say that loud.
They like, nigga making all kind of excuses.
Like, damn. I just got off for 8 hours. Shit.
I know you got to go to work in the morning. Dude, niggas try to get out of sight.
Nigga just ate some Taco Bell.
No, nigga. You can't have sex on a full stomach either, bro.
Definitely can't. That shit wrong. Booty go tight.
What? You can't loosen up like that. can't.
Don't let Shorty get on top of you.
Don't let
stomach
get on top of you. Don't let you. Yeah, what, nigga? Don't let you get on top of Shorty.
You falling. You all don't pull it out.
What? You all on top of her with dead weight.
Oh, shit.
You on top of some chick, man. You tired of holding up?
just lay on that one a little bit.
Just following the whole chest a little
shout
bit.
Shout out to y'all niggas and bitches with corns on y'all
feet. Nigga, I never seen a chick with corns on her.
What?
A chick with corns?
Yeah, nigga, you better look at that pinky toes, boy.
Oh, that's
pinky
the corn.
Nah, man,
that pinky toe be crazy, man. That pinky toe be taking a lot.
Pinky toe be slow.
Yeah. I think I know one who got pinky toe.
You must have forgot.
A lot of hoes.
Both of them. Big T and Kareem.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, that was cool that was back then. It was cool back then to have corn on your feet. That's bitches. That used to be the little joke when bitches want to wear their slides and stuff. Oh, look bitch, at your feet.
Bitch, you act like you say you never seen it, so what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, but I'm just, I used to hear about it.
You going off here, he say, no?
Something like that.
I gave you that.
I don't know, this might be. You think you still mine's again? You tricky, nigga. I used to juggle. I still can juggle. I be juggling. Bitch. You out here juggling these hearts.
Oh man.
You used to be out here lying to bitches. Damn, that shit was fun though.
What, lying to bitches?
Well, I remember one time a young boy can't lie to this hotel. I got a two bedroom house. I got a two bedroom condo on the beach. In the Lex.
This nigga told bitches at the O that he played for the youth.
Ooh! Them hoes bought that kid. I'm big number 56.
Nigga what? Looking for ain't no 56.
What? I know that lie started with. That lie started. He used to tell bitches I play for the youth. Kid, big number 56. Yeah. But that lie started. I went to the spot car. I went to a truck stop one time, kid. And that's where I started. I started Miss Book. Oh, okay. old English teacher.
She had like the one we had up on the Facebook. Where you saw that? Shopping?
I saw that not truck stop.
Oh.
Little sexy, slim.
50-year-old bitch.
That whole season.
But, I like my bitches.
But I see an old English teacher. I was going to get at that hoe. You feel me? But, I don't know, but I got at this next chick here. I started lying. Well, it's a long time, kid. It's a long time, kid. Trust me, statute of limitations up. I don't know if that's a good thing. It just sounds good saying. But.
Sound like you felt it at the moment?
Big time. Man, but I used to. More of the story, kid. I used to lie to bitches telling them I played for the University of Miami. That was a great summertime lie. I gotta get back in the gym, kid. That's when I was hitting that shit hard, kid. I don't know, life catching up with a nigga.
I here looking like Terry Crews when he can't push niggas off.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie, this shit just for sure. This shit, yeah. A nigga gotta do it.
You can't push that white man off of you, man.
Right. I done seen some instances where this strength ain't there like it should be.
We had the pool.
Oh, it definitely wasn't. I was like, dog, them niggas strong.
Oh, shit.
I was like, them niggas strong, bro.
That instance where you tried to kill me off, where you couldn't pick
me
up.
Oh, man, shut your ass up. Don't play with me, bro.
Oh, boy, that nigga tried to kill me off one night, man.
Stop it. Don't even put that kind of false information. That's going to be one of them headlines that come back to a nigga like Charlamagne. You see this nigga getting all the trouble right now? Niggas
what that nigga said?
Kid, it's not even getting too technical.
No, we can't use that word on here. Mm-hmm. It might fuck around and think we saying something.
Word, man. Don't worry about
Shout out to the culture.
Smoke culture. Niggas don't talk. Niggas don't know if it's
C-L-U or C-U-L.
Nigga, you almost made me have to think about that. Oh, man. Niggas spell culture C-L-U. Nigga spell, oh man, you know, oh man, you know a nigga dumb nigga spell coach to CLU. There's some niggas that do that too.
And be bitches that be like, oh, that's so cute.
Bitches think everything cute. Oh man, these bitches easily impressed, kid. Now, no, they now don't know about that no more. They tough now, too. Chicks want niggas' credit score to be 700.
750 or better, bitch.
Oh, man. Niggas been in that pressure.
Bitches want you to pay for a condo and a car, bitch.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Niggas got to start buying bitches' cars now, kid.
All that taking bitches on dates ain't working.
Oh, man, that ain't work. You got to find one of those that like the simple things.
The simple things matters.
When those got that in her cap shit.
That's the hole you got to find. Right? Well, I like the simple things. Bitch, you like that 4 for 4?
You can't take that.
You can take Bay one day.
You can't take no chick on a 4-4, get some 4-4. Bro,
a bitch you've been fucking with for about 8 years, you can take it.
Eight years ago, you could have did lunch dates at Wendy's. 8 years ago, I think that nigga was still alive.
Who?
I don't know. The nigga be on the commercials.
The Wendy commercial?
Yeah. Who be on that? I don't see him David, no more.
Nah, he died. Yeah.
So I think 8 years ago, he was still alive, bro. And that's when you can take bitches on Wendy's dates.
Now, shit nice and cold. In.
Only way the kid you can only buy Wendy's, you can only buy Wendy's for a whole like, oh you going on break and she's still at work, like y'all work together, but should you go on break first and you bring her back some.
You go, man. Yeah. And you can't bring the 4-for-4 because at work they gonna try.
No, you can bring the 4-for-4. She asks for it.
Yeah, I bring. Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
And she be like, just give me some. Just get, what you want? Just niggas happy. She's there for
nigga ecstatic.
You know when he's kind of expensive.
That bitch said number 2. You like, oh, that's $12.
Yeah, nigga can't buy himself. Nigga's like, I can't get what I wanted.
Now niggas get a junior baby. $1 drink.
Niggas don't want no fries, don't want nothing.
Niggas upset, right?
Oh, my God, niggas mad when they gotta go back with a happy smile. You gotta bring your bitch back.
Oh,
with a happy smile. Can't show like you upset. Damn. It's crazy. Let me say, so, bro, so that's the only time you can get bitches Wendy's, but you gotta be getting it for her.
She gotta say she want me.
And she gotta say, you can't get no 4-4. You want me to say, get 4-for-4, she say she want it.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I tell you, that number 2, number 3, that shit a problem.
It's a couple of them. Can't get one of them baconators.
The number 3,
them burgers be fire, though.
Nigga, even the junior, the son of the bacon.
Burgers be fire, though, ain't gonna lie.
Who
that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Niggas be moving and grooving.
Mm-hmm. Niggas better move and groove, bro.
I wish I could dance, though.
You want to be on NBC so you think you can dance?
That show still on?
I think so. But I don't even know if it's going to come on NBC, bro.
Oh,
it just sounded right.
it sounded corporate. It
sounded like the white man on that.
That's why Bill Cosby in all this trouble. Mm-hmm. He was trying to buy NBC. That's one of them conspiracies.
They say Dick Gregory was telling that nigga, what the fuck you doing?
Who's that?
That the black man that died not too long ago, like a little activist.
Yeah. I only know him because he was on Breakfast Club.
That dude. But he was like, he a comedian before he was all that. I mean, I'm sure he was a...
That nigga was a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Big time.
You know these dudes?